call our meeting to order. We have a pretty small agenda. Maybe first, Kathleen, we'll just look at the minutes and get those out of the way from September.
Okay, so should I officially start the meeting as we normally do?
Yeah, that's fine, that's fine.
Yes or no?
Yes, yeah, that's fine, that's fine.
Okay,
Well, you might want to know who's here. Unless you have...
I'll read off who's here. We have Commissioner Kilgus, Commissioner Hotalian, Commissioner Dunwell, and we have Lauren Bennett from the Boston Sun.
Hi.
Plus, Joseph Cornish, Director of Design and Landmark Commission, City of Boston. So the first order of business is to approve the minutes of our, what's it, October meeting, right?
September 10th.
September 10th meeting. Have people had a chance to review these meeting minutes?
Yeah, I propose...
Sent by email?
I propose we accept them.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve?
A second, you want to...
Second.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
It's unanimous.
Good, good.
Okay, so our second order of business is Joe telling us about what's happening with the minutes, with the guidelines, right?
Yes, yeah. So first, I haven't heard anything from the Neighborhood Association, so I just wanted to check in with everyone here to find out if anyone's heard anything or if there've been any meetings where they've been.
Was there an event though recently?
Yes.
There was.
Kind of a big event.
Party.
Well, we had a Christmas party.
Yeah.
I would suggest you send a message just to...
Yeah, we sent... Yeah, I sent
and
a letter.
And that we are in the process, and we're looking for suggestions. And if not, we're in the process of approving them as written.
Yeah, okay.
I just think that's the way you do it. They do it by default.
Yeah, I mean, we in the letter I had sent, we mapped out what our game plan was going to be. And, you know, we've moved along past all the deadlines that we offered them to submit.
Yeah.
And we will still have another public hearing before we formally adopt them. Mm-hmm. So Kathy, what I was going to propose is I've printed out copies and I can mail you and Ruth copies too so you have them of the latest draft so we're all on the same page. And now that you can see it's dated September 10th, 2018, we can all look at it with a fresh pair of eyes.
Wow.
And, you know... Oh, sure, yeah.
19? So is it...
No, 18. This was the last draft, 2018.
I hear you.
That's how long it's been sitting.
Yeah.
But that's why I think...
You mean it hasn't moved in 14 months?
No. No, this is where we left it with the Neighborhood Association.
Okay, so I accept then that it is from 2018. It's not
yes.
a typo.
Yeah, no.
Nothing changed in 14 months.
Correct.
And during that time, the neighborhood had an opportunity to speak, to consider, to review.
Yes.
You went there twice.
Twice, at least,
right?
Or three times.
Yeah,
yes.
Yep. Nothing happened. So during that, there really has been no change in the content.
Exactly.
Since then.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So what we'll look at it with a fresh pair of eyes, and then Kathleen, we'll meet in January at our usual meeting, and you know, if people can get comments to me, of course, before that time,
yeah.
I can do a revised draft,
mm-hmm.
and then once that's, you know, we're in agreement with that, I'll send it along to our two volunteers from the Boston Landmarks Commission. That's Richard Henderson and Lynn Smilage had agreed to look them over. And then once we get their comments, I think we'll be ready to have a public hearing to adopt them and then move forward.
Yeah.
What's involved in a public hearing?
Just
the same thing we always do.
Yeah, it'll just be, we'll have to have I forget the number of people, but we'll need more than three members.
Okay.
So it's probably five. It'll probably have to be five of us off to be here.
Isn't there a component that requires legislation?
That was, you know, and we have a new legal representative now, so I will check back with them about that. But the last time that was left was we did not need one. But the question was whether or not we do need a change in the legislation for the change of scope.
The scope, exactly, to be able to look at the rear.
Exactly, of everything, yes. So I'll get that confirmed. I'll get that confirmed with our new legal team.
Yeah.
So we don't have any surprises.
Good.
Well, I took a few minutes today to read over this. I've been saying something I said earlier. I think it looks really good. I think it's been nicely presented and organized in a clear, coherent way. Mm-hmm. And it includes a lot of the climate resilience sort of agenda that some voices were asking for, which is hopefully good. And I think it makes its case in a clear, succinct manner. So I think things look pretty good.
Yeah, good.
Do more one good reading.
Yeah, I was also looking at it, especially with regard to the question of new construction, which is, you know, will become a hot topic in maybe in 2020, because there are two parcels that will become available for development. One of them is currently the adult ed, and the other one is the parking lot adjacent. Mm-hmm. And there's every indication that those two will be maybe combined, and that will be we'll be hearing from them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'll ask for more, and the neighborhood will push back and say no, and eventually it'll be on our list as well. But it's important to that segment about new construction be clear. And so I went back a little bit about the type A's, B's. This one will be a type B because there will be no abutter.
Mm-hmm.
But the buildings surrounding it are mostly on two sides, they're kind of four stories. On one side, it's actually could be six stories or whatever. The building at the corner of Edgerly and Winchester.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the former, that sort of publishing mm-hmm. building.
Yeah.
I think that's six
years.
Okay.
In any case, they will definitely be coming mm-hmm. down the pike. And so it's important that.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll have more guidance than the last time we had.
Okay.
For 212, we didn't.
Right. And 212, well, that was so contentious.
Yes. Yep.
And the process went on for so long that by the time they got to us, I think a lot of the issues were settled and so forth.
Yeah.
They have not
started.
You know, they put their fence up, but there's no indication of them.
Have they demolished yet? No, they haven't demolished. What was?
There wasn't mm-hmm. anything to demolish.
There wasn't anything
left. There's still the little box of Billy's is still there.
Oh,
Jay's
nothing.
Is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jay's building. That was several years ago, four years ago, maybe.
Yeah, but no, I thought the little building is still there.
It's still there.
Okay.
It's nothing really.
Still there. Fence.
And they haven't started on the one on Piedmont where the restaurant was.
Oh, right, okay.
Which is actually on Church.
Yeah.
Corner Church and Shawman. That one, they finished the demo. At least they've done one round of demo.
Inside? Okay.
Interior demo, yeah.
Okay.
And they've got a building permit on the window. Mm-hmm. And that's about the size of that one. You know, the indications there.
Okay.
I have a piece of old new business to bring up. Are we?
Sure. Oh, Tom, you have something about
that? Well, just a question, Joe. If you could refresh our memories, mine in particular, on the kind of order of this, of the items in the document here. It's leading off here with runes.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I can't remember how we came about with this order for the items in the document. This is leading off on page one. The first item is
right, roof.
Yeah. Was there? I don't remember the rationale.
I think we were. I mean, I remember we had a discussion about that. Yeah. I think we did top to bottom, and I think that was looking at other examples of guidelines.
Which makes huge sense. I think there are some overarching concepts here, even before the specifics of top to bottom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering about resiliency.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering about universal access. These kind of apply to everything before you even.
Right, and I think we put those at the end here.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe that was purposeful. I just frankly don't remember.
Yeah. Well, that's something. I mean, Mark, anything like that, you know, make a comment of it and get back to me so we can discuss it at
the comment lodge right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then I'm assuming that we can kind of play around with kind of bolding and
the formatting
and things like that, because there there are larger categories and then there are subcategories within this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a good point.
And the there's a page 11 has new additions and new construction. And is this section this?
And this is what you were talking about, Steve, with the building types, I think.
Primarily. Under the second category, which is the new construction category on page 12, which defines the two subcategories, type A and type B.
Right. It's new additions and new construction. I mean, we could say additions are one thing or new construction is another.
Completely different. Mm-hmm. Right.
Could say, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the bullets might be slightly differently done there.
Okay.
And is that something that leads off before we talk about roofs and window boxes and that sort of thing? Again, is it general to specific, thinking about someone who, you know, doesn't know this document might approach it?
Right. Yeah, the only recollection I have was thinking of the way most people use this who are coming to us looking to do the smaller types of projects. Yeah. But let's discuss that more.
Well, I remember bringing this up when it was new, right? Yeah. This is now 14, 15 months ago, that, and I didn't actually notice that it wasn't here now, that the I would recommend that there be a brief statement of the principle of maintaining the integrity of everything in its historical context right at the very, very beginning, and maybe laying out a couple of very succinct guidelines. Say, this is the overarching vision right at the beginning, okay. And then say, you know, then we'll break it down into
kind of
things.
Why have a document like this in the first place?
Yeah.
It's like a mission.
Yeah.
Mission statement.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I thought that was in here in
the
third
the commission
paragraph,
opposed.
But it really isn't.
You want something
stated.
Stronger?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Right. So sort of where it says scope or protection, sort of like either right above mm-hmm. or right, probably, maybe right above or below. I'm not sure exactly.
Well, there is something above it, I think.
It talks about the sector of interior standards.
Mm-hmm. And why it was founded in 83. You want something stronger?
I do, because I think that the vision is to preserve the historic fabric that we have in the context of any evolving eventualities, you know, and renovations and additions and changes of use and all of that, but to preserve as much as possible the integrity of what we have. And in those cases where the current condition is sort of suspicious, like, well, why did they do that? Mm-hmm. That we would try to return it to a model that's more typical of the surrounding historic context, so that, for example, if a building had vinyl siding mm-hmm. and someone said, well, now we want to renovate, we might say, well, we don't want you to use vinyl siding next time. We want you to use a historic material instead, you know, that type of thing. So that might be, you know, a vision statement mm-hmm. and short.
Right. Okay? But for each major...
Well, no, just to cover everything, right?
At the very beginning. Okay.
And then to go back to Tom's point is in terms of organization to say, you know, first we address modifications in place of existing structures. And then that's like mm-hmm. two-thirds of the whole thing is that. And then we address new additions and then new construction, where they are.
Well, new construction could be an addition or maybe a new building.
Right, although in this particular context, new construction pretty much means a new building. A building that's where there's not a, it's either a replacement or a parking lot. That's my impression on page 12 when we talk about these new construction headings. Okay. So one way to do this, and this often happens in a document that has a lot of parts, mm-hmm. is to use like Roman numerals for a couple of the big things and then use letters for other parts or something like that.
Okay.
But not to go too crazy with it.
You sent this to us, was it a PDF or was it a Word?
It's a PDF.
It is, okay. I mean, I'd be happy just to give you my two cents on kind of ordering things. If
yeah, sure, yeah.
You can just annotate the PDF. Yeah.
Well, I'd rather just have...
Yeah, I'll send everyone a Word document.
Mm-hmm. Easier. Mm-hmm. But to come back to this, this is an interesting one. New construction. In architectural parlance, new construction is simply that. It could be a wing on a building.
Mm-hmm. A dormer.
A new building. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I think that's too... That's a lot wider than what is intended here in this paragraph on page 12.
Yeah, I know.
This means a new building.
Yeah.
You know, it's really clear in that whole thing, category A, category B.
So what does someone do who wants to put an addition on their building?
They would look at the paragraph above it called new addition.
Right. But then I think we also have it in rooftop additions, don't we?
There's talk about
head houses,
that kind of thing.
Well, maybe we reference.
I understand your point, which is that in the architectural parlance, when you say new construction, you mean it's going to be newly built.
Yeah, maybe if you want to take a stab at formatting it and then we can compare the two. That might that would be helpful.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be glad to.
Okay,
you're the expert.
Because, an addition could be putting a dormer on a building to create additional space, and you're creating new square footage with a dormer. It could be a wing on a building. It could be changing the footprint. It could be working within the footprint. It could be putting a floor on a building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any of that is a new addition, and not classified as a new building.
Mm-hmm.
And I think clarity between the two just may be helpful down the road. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
And maybe some of the same parlance applies to both. Don't know yet.
But a new addition, say, that we don't see from the street, we're not involved
with
that.
Would be exempt, right.
Yeah. Behind my place, yeah. Okay.
Let's just stick with that for a second. I think it is really important to clarify that. And as I mentioned earlier, we will be seeing another freight train coming on a new building. And it would be very helpful to identify that this is the paragraph that applies to that issue. If there's a completely new structure and it occupies a place that either didn't have a building recently, or the building is being torn down, demolished, fire, whatever, but we're going to put a new structure in, that's what we're talking about on page 12.
Are you referring to a new structure coming, the tower, the residential tower?
Well, in particular, what I'm thinking about is the parcel that is bounded by Winchester, Edgerly, Arlington, and it has the Boston BCAE, the Center for Adult Education, on it currently, a two-story building that's kind of long, and then there's a parking lot behind it. Both those properties are for sale, and it's quite likely that they will be combined, that someone will buy one and then buy the other one.
And that will be zoned commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how it's going to be zoned. The Center for Adult Ed is commercial, of course. What they intend to do with that, who knows? But it's the last free parcel that that has that kind of conspicuous size, opportunity, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The other one would be across the street from it, and the one that's bounded by the...
That's going to be the problem.
The armory and the back of the French church, but that's, we don't actually have a purview on that.
Right, that's outside the district. Yeah.
Right, okay.
What district is that in?
It's not in
a district.
The historic district, no.
So would Boston Loud Rocks look at something there?
They wouldn't review it either,
no.
So it's just...
Wow.
Wait a minute, she's still here.
Yeah, I'm definitely still here.
Whoa.
Happy.
So, yeah, if it somehow included the armory, then the Boston Landmarks Commission would be involved. But it's just open space. It's just open parking.
It's
lot
a parking lot. It's actually like a couple of parcels, and there's like a funny little building that has been empty for decades. That was
Someone's
there.
Holding on to. Yeah.
Right, but anyway, that parcel is one that many Bay Village people are really concerned about. Except that we have almost no say-so about what happens there.
Right.
Whereas the one that I'm talking about now that's behind BCAE is definitely inside our neighborhood, inside our district.
And
it will, it's the one that will be, this is how it will define.
Right, so we'll be ready.
Yeah, but how do you have standard? That's in a way an anomaly. That's a special kind of a thing. Most of the applications come up having to do with residential properties, right? And speaking about that scale and materiality and all that, that project, what is it saying that has to be wood, clapboard, and brick? I mean, what guides the, what are the guidelines for a commercial property like that? Would they be different than they are for most of the other buildings in Bay Village? That's a question. I don't know the answer to that.
Right. Well, the main thing that this paragraph says is that in terms of its volume, right, the envelope and some of the surface, you know, the detailing would sort of conform to things that are around it. You know, as distinct from a new tower. What everyone wants to avoid is another new tower. And someone coming along and saying, well, you agreed to take off Stewart, so why can't we do that over here? Mm-hmm. Yet every neighborhood president, every voice in the room has said, ixnay to that. We are absolutely not taking one and using it as precedent for the other.
Well, we'll let the neighborhood association take the first wax, and they'll do that.
They would definitely take their wax, for sure.
So can we move on and say we're going to read this and get back? And
yes, yeah, and I was going to, a date would be to get it, since we meet on the 14th, if I could have your revisions by maybe the 6th, Monday, January 6th.
I'll try and read it in the next week or so.
Okay, and I'll email everyone a word version of it.
Thank
so you can either do it that way or...
I like this.
Yeah,
like
or handwrite it and get it
I like
back
my
to
paper,
me.
Yeah. I'm concerned about the florist sign on Charles Street South.
Okay.
It's been like that forever. And apparently, Kathleen, you said you didn't think they were doing much business. But I'm concerned about the precedent. If we have an agreement that they're going to put some other sign up, what's their plan?
Yeah, well, they...
You know?
We approved a sign there.
Yes, we did.
And they never installed it.
And they never put it in.
But they never... They've never changed it, though, so what's there now has always been there?
It's a banner.
Oh, okay. When did that go up?
It's been there for a couple of years.
A couple of years is right.
Okay.
Before they came. So the banner, when are they going to replace
because
the banner?
Because they probably expired their certificate of appropriateness, because I think that was more than 2 years ago that they came to us.
I think you're right.
So we have to do a new...
Right, but... If I can determine when the banner went up, I could issue a violation.
Well, isn't a banner a temporary thing?
Well, but it's
I think the banner's been up there for...
Yeah, and it wasn't installed. I mean, it wasn't approved by us.
No.
No.
No. So, I mean, you know, it's a bad precedent to...
Yeah.
To say we expect something of you and you don't.
Yeah, that was too bad because that was... I think we all liked the sign that got approved, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I've really been looking at signs... And we really need signs that come out from the build, you know, that are
blade
perpendicular.
Signs. Yeah.
It's also, if you look at signs, they're the most user-friendly. Because you go down the street, it's harder to read them when they're flat against the building rather than sticking out like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So I think something, it needs to be addressed with them.
How did this come to us in the first place? Did we bring it up or did Bonnie bring it up?
It was either Bonnie or one of her, maybe a family member. I'm not
Bonnie,
sure who
the owner?
Bonnie is the person who runs the store.
Yeah, she just works there.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, they came to us, Kathleen.
Okay.
They
came to us and they asked for
a new sign.
Approval for a new design that would be a somewhat permanent sign.
Business should be good this month. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it could be. They're struggling over there.
Well, look, we got to...
Right. Well, we don't want banners keep...
We don't want banners.
Yeah, popping up.
You know?
Right. Right.
Okay.
I'll see who... I'll try to find the application to see who applied and just follow up with them.
Okay.
To say,
and what's your plan?
We were wondering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This has been quite a while. What are you going to do?
I'll do it in a nice way.
I know. We know you will. Of course you will. Of course it
and
will.
And back to Ken's right. point about the blade signs.
In the future.
That,
you know, I don't remember what we said about signs.
The one that was approved was not that.
Not
was,
that. But after that, we had that discussion about signs, and since then I've really looked at them. And if you look at old signs, like, you know, the charming wrought iron ones in Europe and so forth, they all go out.
Yeah, well, that'd be the Charles Street solution also. Yeah,
yeah. And so they make sense because they're just easier
right.
to see.
Well, it's important to have a bracket, too, and... You know how it's attached to the building, and
yeah.
it should be
yeah.
suspended and
yeah.
not bolted.
Yeah. Okay. So if they want to do this, fine. But I think in the future, let's bear that in mind.
Yeah.
After that conversation, I started to be more aware of signs. Okay.
Good.
All right.
Kathleen, anything else?
Well, I do have a question, Joe, that I sent in to you about conflict of interest, which I think is maybe not entirely my question. It could be a question that anybody would have that's on our commission.
Yep.
Remember I sent you that email about that issue? Is that okay to raise here?
Yeah, or I can call you back about that separately.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to go back and look at our conflict of interest training.
Right. Do we have a problem?
No, okay. No. But the, you know, these questions come up. When does
yeah.
the commissioner need to recuse themselves?
Okay. Well, if it's their own property.
Yes.
Is Richard
my house?
Richard off?
He resigned from the BLC, so he's
off the list here. Oh,
yes. Yep.
Okay.
He's still on the list here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We should have. So yeah. Absent.
Oh yeah, no, he was on. I think he's
oh, he
on the minutes.
One.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, we do need nominees from the Boston Society of Architects. You know, if there's in the Greater Boston Real Estate Board too. So, anyone in the neighborhood that you can think
well,
of?
I spoke to two of the real estate professionals who
mm-hmm.
live on my street.
I would think some of them might be interested.
Right?
Say again?
And they kind of. Thanks for telling me is what I
yeah,
heard
it's hard
about
to
it, but
find
there was no
volunteers.
Action on that. I didn't really press on it, but I said there is this opportunity.
Yeah.
I spoke to Grant Simpson and Paul Miller.
Okay.
Both
good
of them.
For you, Steve.
Good
for
yeah.
you.
Well, it was easier. Okay. I see him.
Yeah, I know.
Right on my street.
Okay.
So anyway, I did mention it.
Okay.
But there was no action.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well.
Well, maybe
all
some
right, we'll try.
New people are moving into the neighborhood.
There's an architect next door, 29 Dana. I can't remember her last name. When I see her, I'll ask her.
Okay.
She's trying to think about. Do you know Dana? She's got a Weimar runner and a sports car.
Oh, well, that's a pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I know Dana. Maybe not.
Yeah, I know Dana. I'll ask him.
I haven't seen the Weimar Rattler yet.
Gorgeous animal. Gorgeous. My favorite. I think they're the most beautiful dog.
And anyone has to be a resident of Boston. That's the
yes. Yeah. You don't have to live in the neighborhood, but
yeah.
yeah, resident of Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'll ask Dana. Okay.
Good. Well, Kathleen, I think we can adjourn if that's...
Can we, yeah, motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Second. Okay.
All right.
Unanimous.
Thank you.
Thanks,
okay. Bye-bye. Back in the box.
Bye.
Bye.
We're in time.